Paul, do you have any update on Patrick Laine or any concern for tomorrow with him leaving practice?
No, we expect he's going to play tomorrow. Just he didn't warm up the way we wanted to, and we don't like pushing those things, so I expect him to play tomorrow.
Just from your standpoint, the roster moves that had to be made today?
Yeah. Well, unusual time, 4 days off. I know that that we're planning on the same lineup for tomorrow when you've got young players they're going to play, so we don't want to have them sitting here watching games. They're not in the lineup tomorrow. They're close by, so they need to practice, especially with the 4 days off, and they need to play hockey games.
Confidence, Paul. Sometimes it's a bit of a buzzword we use, and we wonder if athletes use it, but where your club is right now and the way they played a fairly complete game last night, where do you think the confidence is now compared to maybe when you arrived home from Raleigh? Can you put that in perspective?
Well, we didn't arrive home from Raleigh, right?
Oh,
we went to Mini. You got to. We didn't get that opportunity. In some ways, it's almost two different teams with the number of, I mean, we were at about 130 for man games, and there's another 20 on there with Truba and Enstrom. So you never get to look. Like, while we had players come in and do important things, thinking of Nick Batan playing with Wheeler and Connor for a long stretch, do important things, they weren't necessarily in roles that they could excel at. So we've got a new looking group here, right? We're healthy up front. So the confidence, I would say, is very in early stages of growing. You know, they have to play together, get some time together for our longer term injuries guy. And I'm really pleased the way our long term injuries have come in off those injuries. They look well prepared. Confidence will come from spending some time, having some success. So it's early on.
The Lowry line looks, at least from our perspective, that they really haven't missed a beat since before the injuries. Now they didn't pay. It hasn't paid off offensively necessarily, but they're very strong last night. Would you agree?
Yeah, surprise is the right word, but what we really liked about the three of them playing together early on is how much offense they generated. So they have a role, right? Each one of them understands that they're going to either play against the heaviest line or they're going to play at times against the best line, and defense is really what they're very strong at. You're so hopeful that a line like that can bang one in every once in a while, but what we've seen is better than that, better opportunities to score, and now you'd like to see them finish on it. But it's a better way to come to the game, to play the game for those three men. It's not just to have got to grind it out every night to make sure the pucks get out and the other team doesn't score. They want to feel like they're a part of scoring goals and controlling the flow of the game. They've been really good at that. I think they can get better as well.
I know you're never quite sure how a team's going to come out of 4 days off, but did your team surprise you at all last night?
Well, we looked almost right. You know, I mean, I think all those first game back, neither team's excited about some of the things they do with the puck. But, yeah, we had good jump. We looked rested. I think they needed that block as much as the 3 days off. After our long run of games, that was a bit of an exhale, and I think you saw it in the Florida game, and then some players come back, we started to get stronger. I think this block was truly rest. So some guys that had played big minutes, Blake Wheeler especially, very fast in the game. Nick Ehlers very fast. I think the rest was great for us.
And Drew Stafford's role, is it all about production, or is it run a little deeper than that? Or
no. So, yes, production is an important part of what he does. But he's, you know, last night was a bit unusual. It had to do with the way Chicago runs their bench, where they start face-offs, things like that. They didn't get as many minutes as they deserve based on the quality of their play. In order to get big production, he has to get bigger minutes. He's going to have to get on the power play. But at that rate, at the minutes rate, that line's been dangerous. You know, Petey hit a crossbar, and we've got Marco on the power play. So we are looking for production from that line. We believe it can produce. But I'm just going to temper that with at 9 to 10 minutes, you're not going to produce like you are at 17 minutes.
Just a quick follow-up on Laine. Did you say he didn't warm up right?
Yeah, so we get out in the ice sometimes, and everybody's got something that's nagging. You've got 7 or 8 guys with shot blocks from last night. They get 10 minutes into it, and it's not loosening up. We just kick them off.
Can you describe the progression you've seen from Jacob Truba since he came back?
I was very pleased with the way he came in. He didn't suffer that turnaround time that so many guys who missed camp seem to. possibly because he did miss camp on injury. So he was able to do something. And I think going back prior to the break, he started to look physically stronger in his game. He's getting up the ice harder. He's jumping in more. He looks faster. So he looks like he's now kind of rounded into game shape, and he's bringing some confidence to that game. I appreciate his games so much more when he's physical and he's closing the gap defensively. It seems to go hand in hand in those games that he's up the ice. So he's joining the rush. He's got the confidence with the puck. Which comes first, I'm not sure, whether getting up the ice early in the game gets his gap right, gets his rhythm right, and that's probably he's in a good rhythm now where he's physical when he needs to be, and we're starting to see him get back up the ice the way we had hoped he would.
His game rounding out, what effect does that, what greater effect does that have on the team?
It gets four pairs right in terms of their minutes. It gets Dustin's minutes in a place that he can be big and strong, and he was last night. It takes a lot of pressure off Charlie Huddy trying to get the hard match against any one line because you've got four guys out there that can cover it off. When Jake and Toby play as effectively together as a pair, it lets you move a different line behind Scheife or a different set of D behind Scheife. It changes the way your team looks.
Do you get the sense your team, you know, three wins against Chicago and that stretch where you had that big win against St. Louis, do you get the feeling your team responds well to big challenges?
I think it forces us to get our minds right to play a game that we can be good at. We're going to score goals as long as we do it from a certain kind of game. And when you're doing that, when you're playing that hard, very hard game with skilled players, you've got a chance to win every night. It will take them a while we're just looking at our team now from the start. They're kind of together for a while and but we'll see where it goes. I think we've had our minds right in the big games, and now we've got another one coming in here with Columbus, and then we've got to make sure that becomes our game regardless of the opponent.
Is it status quo with Tyler Myers?
Correct.
Another Trouba question. He's been playing on the right side since he got back. Yep. Can you compare his game playing on the right compared to the left, and how, which one's maybe more effective or...
I don't think he played enough left. I mean, I know he split his minutes with Bufflin last season. I don't know that it, for some players it matters. I'm not sure we've got enough time in to tell you whether it matters. He is physically stronger this year. He's skating harder. He's a year older at that age makes a big difference. I think that's where all the improvement comes in his game. Toby's a real easy man to play with. So there's a good partnership there. Probably the best answer is I don't know.
Just a quick one on Bufflin. He seems to have fewer of these big devastating hits, and even let up, I think, on one that could have been one in Chicago there. Conscious decision, you and him?
No, we encourage it, but he has always been a lot more respectful of those hits than people think. Like, he's pulled off on just about all of them. I think the one that he didn't might have been Bullmeister. I don't know if you remember that one. I think the conversation with the league, we're sure there's a penalty there, we just can't find it. I think a lot of that happens on a transition where Dustin reads he can come up to the puck. And a lot of times he just takes the puck because the guy can feel it coming and pulls a little. There's less of that in his game right now, which is a good thing, right? So he's not coming up into the play as much. And there's a balance there. I like the hits, like when he comes up on a hard gap, but not when he comes up every time because it opens up odd man rushes.
So not a reflection of the times at all?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Just a quick one. You had asked more from your goaltenders maybe three or four, as you had probably your entire hockey club 3 or 4 weeks ago, but focusing on Hellebuck because he's carried the bulk of the work, was last night a real statement game by him that he's really come around?
I think both our goaltenders suffered from our lack of practice time. And even if we had practice, we'd practice for 15 or 20 minutes. They need to get in their crouch. They need to get in the crease. They need a lot of volume. They're both in some ways young in terms of experience. They suffered from that. I think they both... Maybe even Michael Hutchinson 2 or 3 weeks ago, he started to see it. When we came back into practice, his game just got better, and he was better in the net. I think Hellebuck's doing the exact same thing. So see us kind of take a shift now of trying to practice on our off days and option out morning skates because we can now. That's the way our schedule looks. It should impact both their games.